Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood, joined today with Bree Reyes, investor coach and CFP serving you in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Her and Tim Estes, they are your investor coaches at Estes Financial Services. Find them online at estesfinancial.net, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the social media. That's estesfinancial.net. And Bree, hello, welcome. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I am excited. I am excited about today's topic.
It's a good topic. It's an intimidating topic, so we'll hope you'll bear with us the entire time, but I think it is an important topic to have. Today, we want to get real. We want to have a bit of a reality check. I think a lot of times when folks come in for a visit with their advisor, it can go one of two ways. They can either be incredibly surprised with what happens when they get the numbers on the paper, or hopefully they'll find that they're more prepared than they thought. But either way, it's important that you shoot straight with your clients, so we want to get real. And the first thing that we want to talk about is just managing your expectations when it comes to your retirement. Bree, why is that important?
Well, I haven't watched a lot of TV lately because we've been crazy busy, but with a DVR, you don't watch many commercials anymore anyway. But it seems like when I do, they show this cute couple sitting on, holding hands, wandering up on a beach, and that's what your retirement dream is supposed to be. But it's not really everybody's dream. So you need to know what reality looks like for you and what your retirement dream looks like. You know, do you want to spend more time with your grandkids? Maybe I had a client who came back and said, you know, I just love history. I remember studying it in college and I like reading history books now. I think I want to take classes at Tarrant County College in history. And so he did. He went back and that was his part of his retirement dream is to, you know, study subjects he didn't get a chance to study when he was busy working and raising, you know, he and his wife were raising kids and going to softball games and baseball games and soccer and all that stuff. And so that was what he used his retirement for. I know another person who decided to take up cooking and started taking cooking classes and became a fabulous chef. But it's time to get real and see, you know, can you afford to do what your dreams are, or can you afford your dreams? How do we get there? How do we plan for that? And make sure you have hobbies. The one thing that kills me when we do retirement planning with people is they just, oh, I don't want to go to work. Well, those people tend to get bored very, very quickly. So make sure you have some kind of hobbies as you start getting closer to retirement. You know, start volunteering, try different things out, take a cooking class, take a history class at Tarrant County College. Just, you know, take the time to explore, kind of like you did early in life, your freshman year of college, where your parents say take as many different classes as you want to figure out what you like. Do that in retirement, too. Figure out what you like.
Right. And in that same vein, don't just follow the expectations. Talking about managing your expectations. Don't just kind of follow the expectations of playing golf. If you don't like to play golf, don't plan on playing lots of golf in retirement. I've also heard stories of folks who thought they'd be playing more golf or taking up fishing in retirement, but they realized shortly after they didn't even like it. And so I think it's important to just kind of think through what you enjoy and what it is that you want to do with your time and being sure that you have the plan for that.
And golf can be kind of expensive. I've heard from my husband's green fees. I mean, it wasn't Mark Twain that said golf ruins a perfectly good walk.
Yes.
So yeah, know what you like and also know how much that costs. Some of these hobbies that we've mentioned and thrown out there can be expensive. So we've got to plan for it. You know, can you play golf 5 days a week at the nicest course in your city, or maybe you're playing 3 days a week at a tee time where you get a little bit of a break. So these are things we need to look at and plan for.
Right, and plan for them now while there's still time.
Exactly.
Exactly. Another thing that you're going to need to do is just account for your changing expenses in retirement.
Oh, this is important. Some monthly expenses will decrease, others will increase. You know, is your health insurance currently paid for by your company or part of it subsidized by your company and now you're going to have to take on the full costs? Is your cell phone paid for by your employer or, you know, do you get a discount with your cell phone company? Do you have a company car? Are you going to be, you know, what's your commute like? I know my husband Joaquin has an hour long commute each way each day. So we have to budget in how much the impact of that on him and the car and mileage and oil changes and all that jazz. And so when he's not commuting an hour each way, that'll change our budget. You know, are you no longer eating out every day? Well, that's great. You're not spending $10 to $15 on lunch every day, but your grocery budget may go up because you're eating at home. You know, are you going to travel more? Where's your family located? Where do you want to go? What do the costs look like? Are you going to, we had a member of the Estes Financial Services family that had family in Australia. And so they would go to Australia every 6 months or so. That's an expensive flight. Even in coach, it's expensive. So we've got to budget for those things.
Yes, it's important to budget for those things. Plan ahead and make sure that you're prepared when the time comes. And I think you'll find that as you come in for a visit with the team at Estes Financial Service, you'll find out that it's really not that scary. And they can help you think through some of these changing expenses, some of your goals that you want to accomplish in retirement. We just talked about hobbies. They can help you to think through some of these questions now to set you up for success when the time comes. And another thing that you really need to make sure that you understand is that you'll need to be ready to adjust in retirement. We talk about having this plan, but you also might need to tweak this plan along the way. Life happens fast.
Life sure does. And everything can change in the drop of a hat. And so we've got to make sure we're planning for contingencies. You know, the house that you may have now may be perfect for what you're doing now, but do you really want to clean that big of a house when it's maybe just you or just you and a partner? Would you rather spend that money, say, going to Australia to visit the rest of the family twice a year? It's important to think through these things. You know, do you want to live maybe in a more, move downtown, live in a more urban environment so you can walk to the grocery store and walk to the library and do those things versus living, you know, out in the suburbs? Maybe you moved out there for good schools or that, just for the family. And we also need to make sure we have an emergency reserve because, like we said, life happens. And the last thing we want to do is be unprepared for a major emergency. You have to prepare.
That's right. You do. And to share just a story with that, kind of maybe to just help it hit home, I had a family friend, the couple probably in their early 70s at the time, and he loved to work with his hands. And so his project, when he retired, he'd done well for himself, was to build a cabin that the two of them were going to live in. And from yeah, it was just a beautiful project, had the funds to do it. And he built this cabin for he and his wife to live in retirement. And then all of a sudden, he had a stroke. And the cabin wasn't outfitted for those needs. And exactly. So they had to sell the cabin and kind of let go of that dream. Now, the other side of that story is that thankfully they were financially prepared healthcare wise for a scenario like that. But at the same time, that's just an example of how life comes at you fast. And they had to pivot. They were prepared to live in this cabin, and that wasn't happening with his health issues.
Well, and healthcare and healthcare costs and health issues, right. Oh, your life can change dramatically, instantaneously. And I know being flexible is not the easiest thing. I'm not the most flexible person when plans change at all. Anybody who knows me knows that I do not do well with plans completely changing last minute. But I'm seeing it more and more that the more I'm flexible, the more that you can prepare for different scenarios, the easier it is on yourself.
Right. It's just all about being prepared. We know we've made this sound scary. It's really not. You just have to have a plan in place. And also, you can't be too proud to get help.
No, I'm not an expert in certain things. I certainly wouldn't try to perform my own open heart surgery. I wouldn't try to build a house. Now, I know of a fabulous architect that I would use. My husband is one, so I know a little bit about building
Quick
a house,
plug
but I wouldn't
there.
Try to do it myself. Joaquin would laugh at I can barely draw a straight line there. There's a lot of things that I outsource to experts, and that I ask a lot of questions of them because I'm not comfortable doing them. And so seek help for things that you're concerned about. Seek help trying to figure out how to plan for everything. And don't be afraid to say, you know, hey, I know we budgeted for that. I needed $5,000 a month, but something's come up and I need more. You know, Tim and I understand that. We understand how life happens, but we need the communication. It goes both ways from you and to us so that we can help. Because if we don't know there's a problem, we're not able to help. And that's really what we want to do. We want to make your golden New Year's golden. We want to help you live that abundant life. We want you to be the person you want to be. We want you to be doing the things you want to do, making the impact via a charity or volunteering that you want to make, and living the life that you want to live. Like, that to us is leading that abundant life, and we're here to help. So ask questions. Don't be too proud to say, hey, I underestimated my budget, or I overestimated my budget, or my car is on fire and I'm going to go need to purchase a new one. And no question is too small. We're here. Call us, email us, you know, message us. We're here to help you.
How's that saying go? Give your best, hire the rest. That's what you are there for. You are there to help with financial needs, with questions, with those life happens moments. You and Tim and Estes Financial Services can help people prepare for those instances. So if you're listening to this today and suddenly you're left with questions or concerns, it's not too late. Give the team a call at Estes Financial Services. Call them at 817-444-8402. 817-444-8402. We'd love to get your questions. We'd love to sit down and visit with you and just hear a little bit about your unique situation. Like I said, give the team a call, 817-444-8402.
And most importantly, go out and live that abundant life we just talked about.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.